Section C. Compound Dictation.
Academy Award nominees who go home empty-handed may not have a shiny Oscar to show off, but they may turn out to be the bigger winners in the game of life. According to a study published in British Medical Journal, Oscar-winning screenwriters are more successful, more productive, and more respected than losing nominees. However, they die sooner by about 4 years. Because success is usually linked to better health, this is the first occupation that success is not associated with improved longevity, says Donald Redlmeyer, lead author of the study. Research tracked down information about every person who was ever nominated for an Oscar since the awards were first handed out 73 years ago. To explain the puzzling findings, he offered two theories. The first is the work-to-death hypothesis. According to Redlmeyer, screenwriters are more apt to lead unhealthy lifestyles, meaning they smoke more, exercise less, and work a lot of late-night hours, which translates into not enough sleep. Screenwriters don't have a boss to report to, which brings into account Redlmeyer's second explanation, the party-hardy hypothesis. When you become a successful screenwriter, you gain status without daily accountability, and as a consequence, your success may lead you to more alcohol, more parties, and more fatness, he says.
Now the passage will be read again.
Academy Award nominees who go home empty-handed may not have a shiny Oscar to show off, but they may turn out to be the bigger winners in the game of life. According to a study published in British Medical Journal, Oscar-winning screenwriters are more successful, more productive, and more respected than losing nominees. However, they die sooner by about 4 years. Because success is usually linked to better health, this is the first occupation that success is not associated with improved longevity, says Donald Redlmeyer, lead author of the study. Research tracked down information about every person who was ever nominated for an Oscar since the awards were first handed out 73 years ago. To explain the puzzling findings, he offered two theories. The first is the work-to-death hypothesis. According to Redlmeyer, screenwriters are more apt to lead unhealthy lifestyles, meaning they smoke more, exercise less, and work a lot of late-night hours, which translates into not enough sleep. screenwriters don't have a boss to report to, which brings into account Rettelmeyer's second explanation, the party-hardy hypothesis. When you become a successful screenwriter, you gain status without daily accountability, and as a consequence, your success may lead you to more alcohol, more parties, and more fatness, he says.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Academy Award nominees who go home empty-handed may not have a shiny Oscar to show off, but they may turn out to be the bigger winners in the game of life. According to a study published in British Medical Journal, Oscar-winning screenwriters are more successful, more productive, and more respected than losing nominees. However, they die sooner by about 4 years. Because success is usually linked to better health, this is the first occupation that success is not associated with improved longevity, says Donald Rettelmeyer, lead author of the study. Research tracked down information about every person who was ever nominated for an Oscar since the awards were first handed out 73 years ago. To explain the puzzling findings, he offered two theories. The first is the work-to-death hypothesis. According to Rettelmeyer, screenwriters are more apt to lead unhealthy lifestyles, meaning they smoke more, exercise less, and work a lot of late-night hours, which translates into not enough sleep. Screenwriters don't have a boss to report to, which brings into account Rettelmeyer's second explanation, the party-hardy hypothesis. When you become a successful screenwriter, you gain status without daily accountability, and as a consequence, your success may lead you to more alcohol, more parties, and more fatness, he says.